You know, it's a tough road, but it's one you got to step up, meet the challenge on. And it's our job as coaches to get that done. And the players will, I promise you, they'll give us everything they have.
There will be no quick decisions, said head coach Gary Kubiak, regarding Ryan Clady's status for the season. But the Broncos are already moving forward without the four-time Pro Bowl tackle. After learning about Clady's torn ACL on Thursday morning, Kubiak said coaches decided to have rookie Tyson Brailo start practicing at tackle.
Ty's a very athletic young man. That's a lot to ask of a very young player. But we've got a good month here of work. And, sat down with Rick and Clancy this morning and James, and we felt like, you know, let's start working him there today. So that's a process we started today. We'll see what happens. But between, you know, Heath, Schofield, you know, Chris, all those guys are going to have to be interchangeable. And, we'll see what happens from there.
The Broncos do have some other options, as Kubiak mentioned. 2 years ago, Chris Clark started 14 games at tackle after Clady went down with a foot injury. There's also Michael Schofield, who's heading into his second season. And, of course, there's always the possibility of a free agent.
You don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to put the best five out there. You know, we've done that. It would have been the best five, whoever's out there. So we'll move them around, you know, practice. We don't have to play till September, so we're not in a huge rush. We just want to give everybody an opportunity to compete and see which five is the best to go in the game with.
Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison, who said he was crushed about the news, said competition along the line could continue throughout training camp and into the preseason. He also said it was unclear if Clady's injury would change the O-line schemes this season.
I don't know that it'll change it. I don't know if it will or won't. I don't have a crystal ball. We'll go out there, and certainly we have a lot of talent. You know, we'll win some games, do our part.
The Broncos were already trying to fill three spots along the line, and now it's four, as only Luis Vasquez remains from the regular starters last year. His reaction when he heard the news?
Damn. Man, you know, what else can you think about, you know, when somebody's a player his caliber goes down? You know, it's kind of the only word that came to my mind.
Vasquez says he hasn't felt pressure from coaches to be a leader, but he puts that responsibility upon himself.
That I'm working with the young guys as much as I can to, to get them ready to, you know, roll into training camp and, you know, start developing as a player and leave college behind.
The cohesion starts now, says Vasquez, with the goal of trying to become one unit as an offensive line during training camp, trying to fill the void left by two-time All-Pro tackle Ryan Clady. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.